Estonia moves to give AI agents government IDs that can pay. Estonia is preparing to hand its AI agents a formal identity. Prime Minister Kristen Michal has approved a proposal to issue AI agents government-issued IDs carrying limited, controllable, and auditable authorizations for tasks like booking flights, filing taxes, and making payments, according to a June 18, 2026 post from CoinMarketCap citing the plan. The detail that matters for anyone working on payments is the last item on that list. A state-granting software, a credential to spend money, even within capped permissions, turns an abstract debate about autonomous agents into a question about rails. Who signed off? How much? And on whose behalf? A state ID for software, not a person. Estonia has spent two decades building digital-first government infrastructure, from e-residency to near-universal online public services. Extending that to non-human actors is a logical next step, rather than a sudden pivot. The framing in the proposal is narrow on purpose. The authorizations are described as limited, controllable, and auditable, which reads as an attempt to keep a human accountable for every action an agent takes. That is the opposite of how most consumer AI tools work today. An assistant that books a flight usually does so by puppeting a logged-in human account, leaving no clean record of where the human's intent ended and the model's discretion began. A dedicated government ID for the agent, tied to a defined permission scope, is meant to make that boundary legible after the fact. Payments are the part that needs real rails. Booking a flight or filing a tax return can, in principle, be reversed or amended. A payment is harder to walk back once it settles. An agent authorized to move money needs a system that records the mandate behind each transaction. Which agent, acting for which principal, under what spending limit, and for how long? Traditional card networks were not designed for this. A card charge identifies the cardholder and the merchant, not a software agent operating under a revocable grant. This is where on-chain rails get interesting. Stablecoin payments settle against an address that can be programmed with allowances, expiry, and per-transaction caps. And every movement leaves an auditable trail by default. Those properties line up closely with the limited, controllable, and auditable language in Estonia's plan. None of that requires crypto, and the proposal does not mention it. But the design problem Estonia is describing is one the crypto ecosystem has already been building toward. Earlier in June, Noose Research wired its Hermes agent into Stripe so it could spend money under defined limits, an experiment with the same shape as a state-issued agent credential. Give a model a wallet, then bound what it can do with it. The accountability gap. The harder questions are not technical. If an agent with a government ID files an incorrect tax return or authorizes a payment the principal did not intend, liability has to land somewhere. The proposal's emphasis on auditability suggests Estonia wants the human or organization behind the agent to remain answerable, but a credential alone does not resolve disputes over what counted as authorized. There is also the matter of scope creep. An ID issued for booking travel and filing taxes is one thing. The same identity rail, once it exists, could be extended to higher-stakes financial actions. Estonia's choice to start with capped, reversible-leaning tasks looks like a deliberate way to test the framework before agents are trusted with anything irreversible. For now, this is a national-level proposal, not a deployed system or a cross-border standard. Estonia sits inside the EU, so any agent that handles regulated financial activity would still run into the bloc's existing rules, including the MICA framework now reaching its transition deadline. An agent that can pay does not get a pass on the rules that govern payments,